Of Medieval Deeds, I first like to express my thanks to the organizers, Yingao, Oleg, and Yuji. So I'm very happy to attend this conference, wonderful conference, and the birthday party for Bruce Alice. Yeah. And now I'm going to talk about theta-stable parabolics. Okay, theta-stable parabolic subgroups and subalgebras. Okay, just the right subalgebras. Well, first I'm going to explain the settings. So I use K to denote an arbitrary field of algebraically closed field. Okay. Algebraically closed field of characteristic zero, okay, characteristic zero. And I use G, this capital G, to denote connected reductive algebraic group over K. Connected over K. I forgot to tell you, this is a joint work with Joe Grich. Yeah. Then we have this, the Lie algebra of this algebraic group. This is the Lie algebra of this group. But certainly this one is a reductive Lie algebra over K. Reductive Lie algebra. So finite dimension. So now I fix an automorphism, finite order n automorphism of this group G. This is automorphism. Well, the order is n. Okay, the order is n. Well, n can be finite or infinite. So later I will explain what do I mean by n to be infinity. Okay. Well, anyway, so here this theta induces an automorphism for this Lie algebra, right? So actually, we can consider this theta is an automorphism for this Lie algebra. And then we have the gradation for this Lie algebra. Let me just write some. Okay. Then we have this, say, G is equal to G0. G1 and Gn minus 1. Okay, so here we have, well, if n is infinite, then actually here we have a Z gradation for this n. That is what I mean for n to be infinity. Okay. Well, I have to define what do I mean by GI, right? Say this actually this GI is all those elements in G such that theta to the power of I theta xx is equal to say cosine to the power of I x. Well, certainly this this cosine is a fixed primitive absolute of unity. Primitive absolute okay. And then we have this we consider the stable actually this is the I call it a centralizer of theta in this G. Actually this is the fixed points, all the fixed points. And then because here we consider algebraic group, we have this the identity component, this is the connected component. Well, okay, now Actually, we have some theory about, let me just write this in. So first I define, what do I mean by a nilpotent element? Okay. So here, an element X in G, say, is nilpotent. That means this X is in the derived algebra. Okay, derived algebra. The adjoint of X is nilpotent. And then I put all the nilpotent elements together. I have this variety, a fine variety. This is all nilpotent elements in this G. And we have a very nice theory about, well, here actually we know this group G, capital G, acts on this variety. So we have nilpotent conjugacy classes, G conjugacy classes of nilpotent elements. So we have, say, G conjugacy classes of conjugacy classes in this N. And we have a very nice theory about classifying G conjugacy classes in this N. And those are very old work. Say, actually, we have the Balakadar theory, and they use parabolic subalgebras and the Loewy subalgebras to describe the conjugacy classes. There is a natural one-to-one correspondence between the conjugacy, the set of conjugacy classes, and the distinguished pairs. Okay. So, I can give you some simple examples. Say, if we have this group right here N, and we have this Lie algebra, and we know each matrix, like here we have matrix, is nilpotent. Say, we have a theory, well, it's a very known linear algebra. So each nilpotent matrix is conjugate to a Jordan canonical form, right? So the Jordan canonical form, then you get the classes. Okay. But if you have an arbitrary algebraic group, you have a finite dimensional Lie algebra, reductive Lie algebra. So the problem is not that easy. Okay. Now, when Joe Quigley and I were studying, try to classify, well, here this is our N, and actually we can define this Ni, right? And intersection with this Gi. So we consider this N1. Well, N is, pardon me?
N intersects
Gi. Oh, sorry, yeah, thank you, yeah. So, So N1, particularly people are interested in N1, okay. And actually this one, when we are studying this, actually there's two algorithms try to classify, so here we have this G0, G set of 0. This is a connected group, acts on this one. So we have the orbis, we have the conjugacy classes, G theta 0 conjugacy classes. So we have two algorithms. One belongs to Weinberg, which is in 1979. The other one belongs to Kawanaka, which is in 1987. Okay. Well, there's not such a theory similar to Balakadar theory. So that is the purpose we study this, study those kind of things. And so, studying the generalization of Balakadar theory, we found is very important and necessary to classify all theta-stable parabolic subalgebras or subgroups in this this G, or in the group G, okay, parabolic, you know, theta-stable. Well, I'm talking about, you know, G theta zero conjugacy classes of parabolic subalgebras in this ZM graded the algebra. Okay, that is my purpose to explain this one. Okay. Well, this problem, you know, classify G theta zero conjugacy classes in N1. So I'm interested in N1, you know, homogeneous Newportian elements. If M is equal to 2, actually this was solved by Brian and Helming in 2000, in the year 2000. Okay, let me see what is the paper. The paper is the Canadian Journal of Mathematics. So 52, 2000. That means we're going to generalize some of their results and something else. Okay. So now, well, I define, say, I use H to denote theta stable, so an arbitrary theta stable torus. Okay. Theta stable torus in this group G. Certainly we have the Lie algebra, right? The torus in the Lie algebra. So this one is corresponding to H. This one is the torus in this G. Well, certainly this one is also theta stable. Okay. Yeah. Once we have a torus, then we have the root system, right? We have this root system. So with respect to this G and H. And actually, we consider this one as the root system of this G and this H, right? And then we can fix some bases. Say, fix a base say delta for this phi. Okay. Now we have the Weyl group, right? For the Lie algebra, we have the Weyl group, which is very easy to understand. And for the group, actually the group corresponding to this H, this is actually the normalizer of H, the subgroup of G, modular this H. Okay, this is the Weyl group. Well, you can consider this one as the Weyl group of this root system. Okay. Right? Oh, sorry, Yeah, maximum, sorry. Yeah, I mean that, yeah. So maximum torus, yeah. Well, for any subset, say pi is a subset of this root system, and we have the parabolic subalgebra, right? I use this one, parabolic subalgebra, which, well, just to write it, this is the B corresponding to, oh, I didn't write, say, I can fix a Borel subgroup containing this edge. Okay. This is a Borel subgroup. Then I have this Borel Lie algebra, and plus all, maybe not direct sum. Say G alpha. Alpha is in the root system, you know, determined by this pi. Pi is the subset. It's a parabolic subgroup. Well, we know. Under the action of G, well, there is a one-to-one correspondence between G conjugacy classes of parabolic subalgebras and subsets of delta, and the set of subsets of delta. This is a one-to-one correspondence. This is very easy. Yeah. Okay. Now I use. So we have, because here this W is a quotient. So for any element, we can choose a representative in the coset. Okay, just say W dot is the representative. So it's in this NGH. And then we can define the action on the group, on the rule system, and so on. So we can define a lot of things. Say W, say acts on this T, this T, and we can simply write this W dot, W dot times T times W dot inverse. Okay. So similarly, we can define other actions for this W. Okay, now we have okay, I define what is the fundamental. Say a theta stable maximal torus. Say maximal torus H is fundamental. It's fundamental. If this H theta is the maximal torus in this G set or G set, yeah, in this G set or G set zero. Okay. Yeah, roughly speaking. Maybe you need to consider the components. Yeah. Components. So H set zero, I think. Yeah. If you use Lie algebra, then we don't need to consider the components. Yeah. Okay. So this is fundamental. Okay, this concept plays a big role. So now let me give you the first lemma. First lemma tells you for any theta stable maximal torus H. I use H of G. This H is fundamental. H is fundamental. If and only if H is contained. H is contained in a theta stable Borel. Theta stable. Borel subgroup. Okay, say Borel subgroup V of G. Okay. So for any theta stable maximal torus H of G, H is fundamental if and only if H is contained in a theta stable Borel subgroup of G. Okay. This is not hard to prove. Okay. Not very hard, but okay, all right, yeah. So, the next lemma two, so I'm not going to give you the proof, but So the next one is, any theta stable parabolic subgroup, say P, contains fundamental torus of G. Fundamental torus, say H of G. Okay. Well, this one is crucial. So any theta stable parabolic subgroup P, well, certainly P of G, okay, contains a fundamental torus. Well, the proof is actually easy. So because here I just sketched the proof, okay. Because P is theta stable, then the Lebesgue factor is theta stable. So just there's a Loewy factor. Loewy factor, say, L of P is theta stable. Okay, theta stable. And then, well, using this one, using lambda 1, here for this L, we have, say, we have a small, maybe just write B1. So here we have, theta stable Borel subgroup contained here, right? Theta stable Borel. Okay, now for this, because P is theta stable, this P actually, the unipotent radical is theta stable. Yeah, and then you consider the semi-direct, you know, the semi-product. So this one is theta stable. And actually this one is the theta stable Borel, theta stable Borel subgroup for the whole G. So, and then use this lemma again. Okay, so here we have a theta stable Borel subalgebra. This one is a theta stable Borel subgroup, right? Borel subgroup. And then here we can take the torus, the theta stable maximum torus. Then from this lemma we know that torus must be fundamental. Okay, fundamental. Well, after these two lemmas, I think I can give you this kind of classification. So here this lemma tells us, so any theta stable parabolic subalgebra, any theta stable parabolic subalgebra contains a fundamental torus. Well, at the same time, we know any two fundamental torus are G theta zero conjugate. You know that. And then we can directly, so we can, we fix a fundamental torus. Maximum torus, fundamental torus, yeah. Fundamental torus H of G. And we can, you know, B is a theta stable, this B is a theta stable Borel. And then we can assume, we can assume P contains this H, no problem, yeah. So here's the third thing. If P contains this T, okay, is theta stable, is a theta stable parabolic subgroup of G, okay, parabolic subgroup. Then actually this, did I explain? Oh, sorry, I mean this edge. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Okay, if P contains edge, is a theta stable parabolic subgroup of G, then this P has this form. Say W acts on this P pi delta. Well, here this, so I fixed that edge. Where's that? I think somewhere there, H, B, and I have this this root system. I have the, yeah, corresponding to the B, okay? Well, actually, well, this is delta is there, you know, we use this H, so use this B. We have this delta, okay? There. This W is W theta. Well, here, this W is the Weyl group. We know theta acts on the Weyl group. We just take the fixed elements. It's a subgroup, okay? And this pi, so theta stable, this pi, we know this third is theta stable. And we take this pi, also theta stable, okay? Theta stable subset pi contained in this third. Okay. This is one. And let's see, B, then we consider, so pi is theta stable, pi say pi is a state stable subset of Verda. And we know different pi have different, you know, they have the, you know, the parabolics cannot be, you know, conjugate. And because this group, yeah, so the group G theta 0 is much smaller than G theta. So let me, yeah, we should consider, let's see, it's a theta stable subset. Then there exists the 1, 2, that's the, I just write, you know, bijection. There exists the bijection of, no. From exist bijection from the double coset W0. I will explain what is W0. W0, W theta, and here is the W pi theta. Well, this W0, you know, here we have, let's see. Yeah, we have this, this G0, right? And we have the fundamental, so we have, I think I write somewhere here. So G0, we know this is a reductive Lie algebra. And we have this, this H theta. Yeah, actually here this is G theta, this is H theta. This is a Karam, this is actually a Karam subalgebra of that one. So we have the root system. We have the root system. And then we have the Weyl group. We have the Weyl group. This is W0. And this one actually is a subset. It's a subgroup of W theta. Okay. We have bijection from this double coset to the set. To the set of G theta 0 conjugacy classes of parabolic, yeah. Parabolics containing parabolic subgroups. Subgroups, you know, containing this parabolic, yeah, this conjugacy, yeah, containing this P pi dirt. Okay. And the last part, 3. So each double coset is W zero. Yeah, just write W zero, say W pi state contains a unique standard element. I will explain what do I mean by standard. Standard element. An element W. So U. Such that this U acts on this this pi is positive. It's positive with respect to this third. Yeah. Well, what do I mean by standard? Standard, that means say W maps. Well, here we have this this B, we know this is a Borel subalgebra, and we have the fixed point. Okay, and it's equal to B theta. That is what I mean by standard. So here we have this, and then we determined all those G theta zero conjugacy classes for theta stable parabolic subalgebras and subgroups, you know, the corresponding part subgroups. So so also we have, maybe I just roughly explain the other theory. I use well, actually, there is a one-to-one correspondence between conjugacy G theta zero conjugacy classes of theta stable parabolic, theta stable parabolic subgroups of this G and the set of of all contiguous classes and the set of the, you know, just the collection, of you know, parabolic set. Yeah, parabolic subset. Say of this 5 pi bar. Okay. Now what is this 5 pi bar? Well, that is you know, 5 pi bar, that is equal to, so all those restrictions on this h theta, for all this, this alpha in this this phi. And we know for this delta bar, just to take the restrictions, for this delta bar is a base for this root system. But this root system generally is not reduced. Okay, generally is not reduced. So we have this, yeah, I think that's it. Thank you.